哈利路亚，各位长子弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to all brothers and sisters and church ministers。
今天下午我们要继续来谈这个题目，我要能看见。
And to this afternoon, we'll continue with the topic that I will see again.
神造我们的眼睛可以说是非常的重要。
And when God created our eyes and our vision and sight, it is a very important thing.
有时候我们每天打开眼睛看到东西，好像是理所当然的。
And of course, every day we take for granted when we open up our eyes and see this beautiful world.
但是如果有一天我们打开眼睛发觉看不见了，我们就会很彷徨。
But however, if one day we would open our eyes and we see darkness, then we will become very lost.
如果生出来就是瞎眼的，或者是没有办法看见的，可以说生活非常的会困苦。
And for a person who is born blind or later became blind, then their life become a hardship for them.
有时候你还想啊，我们这双眼睛到底值多少钱？
Sometimes you may ponder as to what value your pair of eyes will give.
如果有人给你100万,
if someone were to give you $100 million,
但是要你的眼睛看不见,
and then they want your eyes to become blind,
我看你不会跟他交换。
I don't think you will consider it a good deal.
1000万呢?
And how about 1,000?
大部分人都不会。
And of course, no one would ever give up their sight.
你看不见，人生很多东西没有办法享用享受。
Because if you cannot see with your eyes, then you cannot enjoy this world at all.
可以说啊，连生活都不方便，人生也没有什么尊严。
And that you will lose all convenience in life, and that you will lose all self-respect.
在主耶稣来的时代，在世上的时候，有一个瞎子也是看不见。
And in the time of Lord Jesus, when he was in the world, there was a person who was born blind.
很可怜，每天在讨饭。
And it is very sad because he is begging for food every day.
有一次主耶稣经过。
But one day, Lord Jesus passes him by.
他就把握这个一生当中只有一次的机会来呼求主耶稣。
And that this blind man, he quickly took hold of the opportunity and begged for the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们看路加福音的十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章第四十节。
Luke 18 verse 14.
路加福音十八章的第四十节。
Luke 18:40. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, verse 41, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight."
他在大声叫主耶稣，主耶稣听到他的话就停下来。
So here we see this blind man crying out loud, and Lord Jesus stopped for him.
问他说，你要我为你做什么？
And then Jesus asked this blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?"
这个瞎子没有想第二句。
And that this blind man had no second thoughts.
马上讲出这句话。
Immediately he said,
我要能看见。
Lord, that I may receive my sight.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为对他来说，能够看见呢，比人生其他东西还重要。
Because for this blind person, to be able to see is more important than anything else in this world.
你不用给我钱。
You don't need to give me money.
你不给我食物。
You don't need to give me food.
只要我能够看见。
As long as I can see,
我可以自己来。
I can do all things by myself.
我的生命也会有改变。
And there will be a change in my life.
所以主耶稣在那一天啊，正好医治了他。
So therefore, Jesus on that day healed this blind man.
他从那一天开始了，就看见了。
And restore his sight, and the blind man was able to see again.
同样，我们今天在信仰的生活当中啊。
So today, in the same way, in our journey of faith,
我们也要向这个瞎眼的、瞎子的，向主耶稣来这个求告。
And we must be like this blind man to come before God and cry out to Him and beg for Him.
我们也要求主耶稣让我们能看见。
And we need to also beseech Lord Jesus to allow us to see again.
但是我们可能觉得说奇怪，我眼睛好好的，我没有看不见呢，我没有瞎眼呢，为什么还要这样祈求呢？
But of course, you can ask yourself, "Well, I'm not blind physically speaking, so why do I need to pray to God in this way?"
我们肉眼可能看见。
It is true that physically speaking, you are able to see.
但是我们的心里面的眼有没有看见呢？
But how about the eye of your heart? Your inner heart, is it open?
我们看马太福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse
22. 二十二到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 23. 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light.
23节.
Verse 23, but if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness?
所以说讲话, 我们不可以用字面的意义来看的。
And when you see the words that are uttered by Lord Jesus, you cannot look at it face value.
有时候要在属灵的眼光, 属灵里面来看。
And very often, there are spiritual teachings inherent in what Jesus said.
就是说你的眼睛如果明亮,
because Jesus says that if your eye is good, then your whole body is good.
这个眼睛是指什么眼睛?
So what kind of eye is Jesus referring to?
不是肉体的眼睛。
It is not your physical eye.
常常我们发觉啊, 我跟一些下眼的人啊, 但是接触我, 我发觉他们的心啊, 非常的精明。
And very often, if you were to have a chance to come into contact with a blind person, you will realize that their heart is very sensitive.
像我们来教会可能很多年了。
So perhaps a lot of us have come to the church for many years.
我们知不知道门口那个楼梯有几级啊?
Do you actually know how many steps there are in the front entrance?
你每个礼拜走你不知道。
Every day or every week, when you come to church, you walk on those steps, but you do not know.
如果是瞎眼的人, 他会记住, 哦, 一, 二, 三, 四, 五, 六, 七。
But a blind person will actually remember the number of steps that they need to go up.
一个瞎眼的人, 他去每一个地方都会把它记起来, 几步路, 我要往哪里转。
Because they need to count all the steps in their pathway and commit it to memory so they know when to turn left or to turn right.
比我们有眼睛的人更清楚。
And in fact, they are clearer about the direction than a person who is not blind.
我们看人是用这个眼睛来看。
And very often, we judge people with our eyes.
哦, 看他穿什么衣服。
We see what they are being, what they dress,
什么发型。
Right? What kind of hairstyle they carry.
有没有珠宝。
Whether they adorn themselves with any jewelry.
用什么手皮带, 或是包包。
What kind of handbags or brand names they are carrying.
这是外面的东西啊。
And these are all the outward image that you see with your eyes.
但是一个瞎眼的人呢, 他不看这些, 他也看不到。
But a blind person, they cannot see all these things because they are blind.
他听的是听你讲话, 听你心里面的。
But rather, their ears are sharpened to what you say with your voice.
所以看来啊, 有这个眼睛, 不代表什么都看得见。
So therefore, we know that with our physical eye, it does not mean that we can see everything.
那么我们要求主耶稣让我们看见什么呢?
So therefore, when we pray to Lord Jesus to allow us to see, what are we exactly praying for?
我们讲几点?
Let's raise some points.
第一点, 我们来求主让我们能够看见自己的过失。
First, let us ask God to open up our eyes to see our own transgressions.
马太福音的第七章,
Matthew chapter 7,
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to verse 3, Matthew 7, verse 1 to verse 3, judge not that you be not judged. Verse 2, for with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the same measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Verse 3, and why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye?
第四节,
verse 4, or how can you say to your brother, let me receive the speck out of your eye, and look, a plank is in your own eye.
第五节,
verse 5, hypocrite, first remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck out of your brother's eye.
主耶稣的讲道常常都是一针都见血。
So over here we see how Lord Jesus is able to expound such a clear truth.
他常把我们的软弱很清楚地指出来。
Very often he just need to point at our weakness and it will be revealed.
人的一个弱点就是很喜欢论断审判别人。
And this is a very common weakness of all humanity, and that is to pass judgment of others so easily.
这个社会上在法院里面当法官的不多。
And in this society, there are not too many judges sitting in the law court.
但是每个人呢,都当自己一个法官。
But yet everyone deemed themselves as a judge.
我们会对我们身边的每一个人呢,都做一个判断。
We will often pass judgment to every single people around us.
常常说,哎,这个人不好。
We always say that this person is not good at all.
那个人也不好。
Or the other person does not measure up.
这很容易会好像一个审判官这样,给他判断,给他论断。
And very easily, you are playing the judge, passing judgment to all these people around you.
主耶稣说这个是不好的。
And Jesus said that this is bad.
因为主耶稣说，如果你常常论断人呢，你也会一样被论断。
Because Jesus reminded you, saying that if you were to judge others always, remember, other people are judging you at the same time.
我们都不喜欢被论断。
And of course, you do not like to be judged at all.
我们都不喜欢被人讲。
And of course, you do not want to hear any gossips about you behind your back.
但是我们却常常讲人。
But we often spread gossips about others.
所以主耶稣说，如果你讲人，你也会被讲。
So Jesus says that, judge not, and you will be judged.
你怎么样审判人，用什么良器啊？如果是用很苛的那种，很不宽松的，别人也会用一样的良器来量你。
And the kind of device that you use to measure others will also be paid back to you.
因为我们人常常都会看到别人的缺点。
Because it is very easy for our eyes to see the weakness of others.
看不到自己的缺点。
But yet we never turn our eyes to our own self and look at our own weakness.
我在报纸上看到一个这个报道啊。
And in the papers, I saw this report.
他说有一个人呢，他开了一个餐馆。
It talks about this person who opened up a restaurant.
他里面的食物都做得很好吃。
And of course, all the dishes and the cuisine are impeccable.
那个环境也很好。
And the environment is wonderful.
但是生意呢，就是做不起来。
But yet, he just could not kick off his business.
老板呢，很烦恼。
And then this boss, this man, he is so worried.
他有一个心理学的那个教授了，那个朋友。
And then he happened to have a friend who is a professor in psychology.
哎呀，请你来我餐馆吃一次。
So he invited this professor, this friend, to his restaurant.
吃完之后，他问他这个朋友，哎，你觉得食物怎么样？
So after he finished the meal, the boss asked his friend, "What do you think about the dishes?"
非常好。
And then the friend said, "Oh, it is very good."
环境呢？
And how about the environment?
又很好。
And he said that the furnishings are done very well.
但是，哎呀，我的生意都不好，不晓得怎么办。
And then, however, the boss lamented the fact that he could not start up his business well.
这个心理学教授就给他一个意见了。
Then this professor of psychology gave him an advice.
啊，你要改名字，这个店呢，要改名。
And then he told the man, his friend, that you must change the name of your restaurant.
改什么名啊？
And what kind of name should I change it to?
改这种六环餐厅好了，六环六个环 ，six ring 啊。
And so that is to change it to the name calling Six Rings.
哦，那么奇怪的名字。
And that is such a strange name, isn't it?
但是呢，你的名字写六环，那就画上去那个图了，只可以画五个环。
And so even though the name of the restaurant is called Six Rings, but on your logo it should only contain five rings.
哎，为什么这样？
Why is it so again?
不要问，你就挂上去就好。
And then the professor said, "Don't ask, just do it as I say."
哎，挂上去就不久。
And so after he followed the advice, and after a while,
人就比以前多。
It's true that there are more patrons to the restaurant.
后来呢，人越来越多。
And it seems like business keep coming.
每个人呢坐下来就问老板。
And everyone sit down and they ask the boss.
你不是叫六环吗？为什么招牌叫五个环？
Why is it you call yourself Six Ring Restaurant and yet on the logo there's only five rings?
老板说我也不知道，别人就叫我这样做了。
And then the boss himself said, "Well, I do not know. I was given this advice, so I just do it."
管他嘛，生意越来越好。
But he says that it doesn't matter as long as my business flourish, I don't care.
大家也发觉，这个地方菜也便宜，东西又好吃，环境又不错。
And everyone realized that this place, the environment is good, the food is good, and the price is good.
啊，后来这个老板就问这个心理学教授啊。
And then later, the boss again asked his friend, the professor.
奇怪，自从你叫我改这个名，又画这个图之后呢，我的生意就好了。
And then he told the man that, "Well, it's so strange that after I heeded your advice, my business start to flourish."
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
哎呀，这个教授就告诉他。
Then the professor told him.
人呢，都有喜欢纠正别人的这个心态。
And that because men, they have this inherent natural instinct to correct others.
一看到你明明写六环，那只有五个环，就觉得错了。
Because they saw that you call yourself Six Ring, but on the logo it shows five ring, they know that there needs to be a correction.
记得这个餐馆，进去试试看。
So therefore, they remember your restaurant and they will come in to try.
就纠正这个老板。
So that they can correct you of your mistake.
所以他就告诉老板，以后有人纠正你没有关系，你继续还是五个环放上去，让人家纠正你。
So the professor told him that it is fine if others were to correct you of your mistake as long as they step into your restaurant.
你的一些有人来了。
So more and more people started to come.
这是个真的故事啊，真实的。
And this is indeed a true story.
这个也是反映我们人心的这个软弱，我们很喜欢纠正别人。
This is just a story that reveals that we tend to like to correct the mistakes of others.
但是主耶稣说啊，你纠正别人之前。
But Jesus says that before you correct the mistake of others.
你看到别人眼睛有一颗刺。
Because with your eyes, you saw that there is a speck in the eye of the other person.
我们眼睛长过刺，然后或者是有东西跑进去啊，别人怎么可能看得到？自己才感觉得到啊。
Because all of us know that if there is indeed a speck in our eye, we cannot even open up our eyes to see because it's so painful.
但是啊，你竟然可以看到别人身上有刺，眼睛有刺。
But yet, you can still see the speck in the other person's eye.
但是你告诉他之前，先想想，我这个眼睛里面是不是有个更大的梁木啊，在我里面呢
？So before you even tell the other person they have a speck, then look at your own eye. Is that a huge plank?
如果自己有的话，那么最好就不要论断别人。
If indeed you find there is a huge plank in your eye, then it's better that you keep your mouth shut.
所以说有一次
，There's one time, Lord Jesus
遇到一个挑战。
He met with a challenge.
有一个妇人呢，行淫的时候被抓了。
That there was this woman, she was in the act of committing adultery, and she was caught.
他们就来试探主耶稣，把这个妇人带到主耶稣面前。
So the people they grabbed this woman before Lord Jesus, and they wanted to test him.
他们在问主耶稣要怎么处理这个人呢
？So they asked Lord Jesus of this test, what should we do with this woman?
按照律法呢，是要打死他的。
Because according to the law, she is to be stoned to death.
啊，如果主耶稣说要打死他的话。
And Jesus says that if you were to stone her to death,
他们就可以控告耶稣私自执行这个死刑。
Then they can take hold of this opportunity and accuse Jesus of doing the punishment himself.
如果主耶稣说把他放走
，But if Jesus say to release this woman,
他们就告主耶稣说你不遵守摩西的律法。
Then of course they can also accuse Jesus that he is not following the law of Moses.
这个 IQT 啊，非常的难啊。
So this is a very difficult IQ test, indeed.
这个没有办法用人的智慧可以解决的。
Because it is not a situation where you can use any human intelligence.
但主耶稣有神来的智慧。
But yet God, he has, and yet Jesus, he has the wisdom of God.
你们哪一个没有罪的？
Jesus told them that if any of you do not have any sin,
可以先拿石头去丢他。
Let him be the first one to pick up the stone and stone this woman.
这句话出来不得了。
And when he uttered this verse, everyone was stunned.
大家就开始想自己了。
Everyone started to reflect upon himself.
我有没有罪？
Do I have sin?
我可不可以拿着这块石头？
And I qualified to pick up this stone.
他行淫被抓，我可能行淫没有被抓而已。
This lady was committing adultery and she got caught. Perhaps I'm doing the same and yet I got away.
他行淫。我可能有不好的思想，我也是有罪啊。
And this woman was committing adultery, and me, I may have filthy thoughts that is so sinful.
这个石头拿不起来了。
So I cannot pick up the stone at all.
主耶稣这句话让他们每一个人想起自己的过失是什么。
So when Jesus uttered this verse to all of them, they all remembered their own sins.
那我们人自己常常看不到自己的过失。
Because it is so natural for any human person not to see their own sins.
都会看到别人不好。
We will always point out the sins of others.
但是如果我们常常读圣经。
But if we were always to read the Bible,
用圣经的话对照自己。
And use the Bible as a mirror to reflect our own transgressions.
其实我们很多的软弱，跟圣经里面每一个软弱的人呢，都是一样。
Then we will realize that in fact all our sins, our transgressions, is just like all the characters in the Bible.
我们说人家骄傲。
We say that others are proud.
自己没有骄傲过吗
？Don't you think that you are proud yourself?
我们说人家乱讲话，伤害到我。
And we call others a slanderer and that they were to gossip against me.
我没有伤害过人吗
？But how about me? Have I not talked behind the back of others?
我们说人家不圣洁。
And we pointed out to others saying that they are not holy.
难道自己绝对圣洁吗
？So do you think that you're perfectly holy yourself?
我们说人家脾气不好。
We say that others are hot-tempered.
我自己也没有脾气不好的时候。
And how about you? Have you not released temper at all?
如果有的话，主耶稣先赦免我。
So if I did, I pray to God to help me.
所以很重要，我们求主的时候，让我们能看见。
So therefore, it is so important for us to pray to God to open up our eyes.
当我们看见自己的软弱的时候
，Because only when we see our own weakness,
我们对别人的审判呢，就会不太审判的下去的。
Then we realize that we are not worthy or qualified to pass judgment on others.
或者是对别人呢，就会有一种比较怜悯的心情。
But instead, we will become even more compassionate to others.
他的软弱我也有。
Because I also have the same weakness as the other person.
求主帮助他。
So I pray, God, please help this person.
也求主帮助我。
And God, please also help me out.
第二点哦。
And second point.
我们要看清楚这个魔鬼的诡计。
That we must see the plot of the evil one.
我们看约翰一书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2.
约翰一书第二章第十六节。
First John chapter 2 verse 16.
约翰一书第二章十六节。
First John chapter 2 verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
圣经说世界上的事。
Here the Bible says that all that is in the world.
在约翰福音里面还有约翰一书常常讲到世界这个 两个字
And we find that in the Gospel of John John always mentioned this word called the world
但是世界在圣经里面约翰福音里面有一个特别的意义
But however this world by its definition has its own significance in the Gospel of John
不是指创世纪第一章那个神创造美好完整状态的一个圣洁的世界不是那个世界
And John is not referring this world as to the initial creation of God of the universe that is totally perfect in itself
而是指那个被罪污染了侵害了变质了这个世界
But rather, John is referring this world to a world that is already deteriorated. It has become corrupted and it is filthy.
那魔鬼要吸引人来跟随他了，要用这个世界。
And so the devil, in order to attract people to follow him, he do it out of the attraction of the world.
那么这个世界有三样东西啊，会很吸引人的心。
And because in this world, there are three things that will be able to tempt people.
这三样东西啊，归纳了一个字，就是罪。
And that if you were to summarize these three items into one, it is called sin.
那么把它分开三样呢？第一个就是肉体的情欲。
But if you were to spread out the three items, the first one is the lust of the flesh.
我们身体有我们身体的需要。
Because our flesh carry with it carnal desires.
但是如果这个需要超过神的话语的话。
But if your carnal desire were to overstep the boundary of God's law.
这个就是叫做情欲，肉体的情欲。
Then it is termed the fleshly desires.
为什么今天这个社会那么多淫乱，那么多不圣洁的事情？
That is why you see around yourself today in this world there are so many things that are filthy.
就是肉体的情欲。
And all of it boils down to the fleshly desires.
再来就是眼目的情欲。
And the second item is the lust of the eyes.
魔鬼知道只要引诱你看，你就会跟随他。
Because the devil knows that if he were to tempt you to see, then you will follow him.
你看得到，你就会想要。
Because once you see, you know you want to possess it.
所以，淫目的情欲很厉害。
So therefore, the lust of the eyes is very, very, very bad.
第三点，这里说今生的骄傲。
And the third is the pride of life.
如果人骄傲的话，他是不可能接纳神。
Because once a person is boasted up of pride, they will forget God.
那魔鬼的诡计呢，就是把这三样东西呢包装得很漂亮，来引诱，来骗人。
So of course, the devil is very conniving. He will package these three items as such a beautiful package to tempt all mankind.
这个北极的这个爱斯基摩人啊，听说有一种爆裂这个海豹的方法。以前啊，这个古代的时候。
And as we may have heard that in the ancient times, the Eskimos living in the north, they have a way to capture the bears.
他们不那个海豹啊。
Oh, I'm sorry. They have a way to capture the seals.
他们不用到处去追啊，去用蟹剑啊，或者打到他不用了。
They do not need to chase around the seal or to pierce it with their spears.
他们在这个冰天雪地当中啊，快，用直直的、直立的一把刀。
Because out there on the ice field, all they need to do is to have a knife that stands straight up.
然后呢，在上面呢涂一些血。
And on the knife, on the blade of the knife, they will spread some blood on it.
在这个冰天雪地里面有血，还有温暖的那个动物来看到说，哇，这里有东西可以舔呢、啊，他就用舌头啊来舔这个刀啊。
And so, in the wilderness of the ice and the cold, the animals will be attracted to this sort of blood, and they will come and lick it.
这个一舔呢，这个自己的血就被自己的舌头就被割到了，我的嘴巴被割到，就流更多的血。
And once they lick the knife of blood, their own tongue is being cut by the knife, and more blood will come out.
哇，那就吃到更多的味道，他说拼命的继续来咬来舔。
And then they realize that they're tasting even more blood, and they will continue to lick the knife.
到了之后啊，自己的血流干了，就倒在地上。
Until they have licked up all their blood, then they fall down dead.
那个魔鬼引诱人也是一样的方法。
So this analogy is exactly the same way that the devil is killing us.
一样的。
In the same way.
引诱我们犯罪。
He will draw us so that we will fall into sin.
把肉体的情欲包装得很好。
And that he will package it up in such a wonderful way.
淫乱把它包装成为爱情故事。
And of course, he will also package adultery and promiscuity into a love story.
同性恋把它包装成为另外一种爱情。
And he will also package homosexuality into another love story.
色情把它包装成为艺术。
And then he will also package all this promiscuity into a work of art.
骄傲本来是骄傲，他把它包装成为自私，人的理智。
And then he will also package your arrogance, your pride, into your own rationality.
所以只要我们不小心地掉进这几个陷阱里面。
So if we are not careful, we will fall into all these traps.
很快，就血就流光了。
Then very quickly, we will shed all our blood.
所以我们基督徒在世上要常常求神打开我们的眼睛。
So therefore, as Christians, it is very important for us to pray to God at all times. To open up our eyes.
我今天遇到这个事情。
That today I am facing this challenge.
是不是魔鬼的这个试探引诱？
Is this challenge a test that's coming? No, a temptation that's coming from the devil.
是不是魔鬼要引诱我离开神？
And is it a temptation that the devil is drawing me to forget about God?
如果是的话，我们马上醒过来。
If that is true, then you have to wake up right away.
魔鬼的诡计，我们要非常清楚。
To realize the plot of the devil is right there.
当然，魔鬼的诡计也不是只有肉体的情欲这些而已。
But of course, we cannot just narrow down the plot of the devil to just the fleshly desires.
我们看哥林多后书十一章十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
十一章十四节。
2 Corinthians 11 verse 14. 2 Corinthians 11 verse 14.And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light.
这里说魔鬼就是撒旦，他很狡猾的。
Here it says that the devil, and that is Satan himself, he is very conniving.
因为啊，撒旦也可以假装成为光明的天使。
Because the Satan himself can masquerade into an angel of light.
我们一看到天使，又看到他发亮的，都以为他是从神来的。
When we see an angel and see that he's shining with light, immediately we think that it comes from God.
保罗说不一定。
But Paul says that it may not be true.
他可以假装。
Because the devil can masquerade himself.
又有光，又有翅膀，或者是又是很像天使的样子。
And you see the light, you see the wings, and it looks like an angel.
所以我们不要以为每一次你看到异象，那个发光的一定是天使。
So don't think that every vision that you see with an angel of light, that is a true angel.
每一次有声音有感动，一定从神来。
That every time there is a voice, it definitely comes from God.
我们要很小心。
We must be very cautious.
我们要了解圣经。
We must be able to discern and understand the Bible.
如果得到的启示，得到的信息是跟圣经违背的。
If the revelation, or rather the message that you receive from a vision, is against that of the Bible.
或是不合常理的。
Or is something that is against the norm.
跟情况是完全不一样的。
It is not natural. It's totally against any circumstance.
这个不是从神来的。
Then realize that this may not be from God.
有一个地方啊，有一次啊。
Because there's one time in one place.
啊，一个教会里面。
In the church.
啊，有一个工人呢，就得到这个启示啊。
There's a worker who received a revelation.
哇，大家要悔改。
That everyone must repent.
哇，怎么悔改
？But how?
哇，你们悔改要把家产卖掉。
That in order for you to repent, you must sell all your property.
来赎大家的罪。
And that so that it can redeem all of your sins.
哎，这样听起来好像很对哈，赎罪卖掉嘛，对不对
？So it seems that it sounds right. We just need to sell all our properties so that it can redeem our sins.
但是不对啊，圣经没有这样的观念呢。
But something is wrong because this is not what the Bible says.
罪了不可以用钱呢，你把钱丢给神呢，就赎的，没有这样子的。
Because there's no such biblical saying that you can redeem your sins by your money.
主耶稣透过悔改。
Because to redeem your sins, it comes through repentance.
透过祷告。
It comes from prayers.
祈求主的赦免。
And pray for God's mercy.
不是说你卖你的房子，卖你的田产。
It's not for you to sell your land or to sell your house.
所以啊，我们要很小心。
So we must be very cautious.
一定要了解圣经的道理。
We must truly understand the teachings of the Bible.
天使在你面前显现，你要很小心听他讲话。
When the angel were to appear before you, listen to him carefully.
要分辨，从灵里面分辨。
You need to discern it spiritually.
那么我们再来看雅各书第三章。
And let's all turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第三章十三节。
James chapter 3.
魔鬼另外一种诡计啊。
And another way of the devil,
就是要搞扰、分裂、纷争教会。
And that is, he wanted to divide the church and to spread it out.
雅各书第三章
，James chapter 3，
我们看第十五节
，verse 15。James 3 verse 15, this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic.
第十六节。
Verse 16, for where any envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing will be there.
这里雅各长老告诉当时的信徒,
Here, Elder James told the members in those days
要很小心分辨,
that you must learn to discern.
有两种智慧,
there are two kinds of wisdom.
有一种智慧是从神来的, 那个是很好的, 温柔, 良善, 清洁。
There's one kind of wisdom that comes from God. It is gentle, pure, and clean.
但是有一种智慧呢, 是从人间来的, 从地上来的。
But there's another kind of wisdom that comes from the earth, and that it is from the ground.
从魔鬼来了。
It comes from the demons.
你越有那种智慧的话，那个地方就会越混乱。
And the more you have this demonic wisdom, the more confusion there will be.
嫉妒啊，纷争啊。
There is envy, there is self-seeking, there is strife.
这个表面上看起来是人的问题。
So in the outward appearance, it seems like it's human problems.
其实啊，是魔鬼在背后啊，来兴风作浪，要扰乱。
But in fact, it is a demonic situation because the demons are out there to create confusion.
所以你要看清魔鬼的诡计。
So therefore, you must be bright-eyed so that you can see the plot of the devil.
要精心祷告。
And that you must pray very diligently.
不要只看人。
Don't just look at people.
这可以应用在我们日常的这个家庭里面的。
We can always apply this in our daily family situation.
有时候你发觉，为什么最近我孩子好像特别反叛？
Sometimes you may ask yourself, why is it that recently my children are so rebellious?
好像特别不听话，好像信仰也不管，又跟以前完全不一样。
And it seems like they're so disobedient, they refuse to pray, they're so different from before.
为什么我先生最近好像灵性很软弱？
And why is it that my husband recently, he is so weak spiritually?
为什么我太太跟以前不一样？
And why is it my wife is different from before?
为什么我家庭最近没有平安？
And why is it that there is no peace in my family?
我们要了解魔鬼的诡计。
We must realize that the devil is at work.
很多人不好的转变呢，都是魔鬼影响他的。
Because we see that when a person change and becomes demonic, it is because it is the work of the devil.
当然，那个人自己也有责任。
Of course, the person himself has the responsibility.
可是他被带离开了真道，或者是心开始改变了。
Because he may have left the truth and his heart began to change.
如果我们不看到这个是魔鬼的诡计
，So if you do not perceive that this is indeed the devil's work,
我们就不会警醒祷告。
Then we will not pray with vigilance.
但是如果我们知道这个诡计的话
，But if we do realize,
我们就会对付他。
Then we know that we must deal with the devil himself.
所以我们求神给我们一个属灵的眼光。
So let us pray for God to give us a spiritual eyesight.
第三点啊。
The third point.
我们要求神帮助我们要看到有没有平安。
We must pray and ask God and to allow us to see if there is any peace.
我们看。路加福音第十九章
Let's turn to Luke 19
四十一节
Luke chapter 19 verse 41
路加福音十九章四十一节
Luke 19 verse 41 Now as he drew near he saw the city and wept over it
四十二节
42 saying If you had known even you especially in this your day the things that make for your peace But now they are hidden from your eyes.
在主耶稣那个年代，主耶稣有一次去到快要到这个耶路撒冷。
And in the days of Lord Jesus, At there was this one time he was on his way to Jerusalem.
那个耶路撒冷是个伟大的城市。
And Jerusalem was a great city in his days.
有几千年的历史。
There are several thousands of years of history.
那边有伟大的城墙。
And that there is this great wall.
也有圣殿。
And there is also the beautiful temple.
圣殿每一块石头都是非常大。
And you see that every stone that was erected to build the temple is huge.
整个圣殿用了几十年了才把它盖起来的。
And they spent several decades in order to construct the holy temple.
大家都为这个圣城，为这个圣殿觉得很骄傲。
So everyone is full of pride when they come to the holy city, the holy temple.
但是主耶稣那一次去到耶路撒冷啊，他特别的伤心。
But yet, this one time when Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he was very sad.
主耶稣在哭啊。
Jesus was crying.
他不是为自己哭。
He was not crying for himself.
他为耶路撒冷来哭。
He was crying for Jerusalem.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
因为主耶稣在灵里面呢，已经知道了，不久之后耶路撒冷整个城市会被毁灭。
Because in the spirit, Jesus already knew that very quickly, the holy city of Jerusalem is going to be flattened to the ground.
因为百姓悖逆了神。
Because the people have gone against God.
也拒绝了救主弥赛亚。
They have also refused the coming Messiah.
所以啊，罗马军队啊，不久的将来之后要把这个城完全摧毁。
So therefore, in no time, the Roman Empire is going to come down and swallow up the city of Jerusalem.
一块石头啊，都留不在上面。
And that not a single piece of stone will be left in the holy city.
但主耶稣说啊，这个事情是隐藏的，你们的眼睛还看不到。
But Jesus says that this thing is hidden from your eyes today.
主耶稣已经看到了。
But Jesus can already see it coming.
我们知道神创造动物，有一种很特别的本能。
And we all know that God created animals and give them an animal instinct.
每逢有大地震、大海啸或者是大灾难之前呢，某种小动物，它们都会非常不安宁的。
That every time prior to any natural disaster, such as a huge earthquake or a hurricane or a typhoon, we see that all these little creatures, they started to become anxious.
好像已经感受得到啊，那个地震快来了。
They can already started to feel that the earthquake is coming.
会到处乱跑。
And that they will run away and run around like crazy.
到处乱飞。
And that they will fly around with no direction.
但是我们人类呢，是最后一个知道。
But yet we human beings are always the last one to know.
我们创造很多机器啊。科学啊，电脑啊，但是震完之后我们才知道。
But true enough, we may create a lot of machines, a lot of computers, but yet after the earthquake is over, then we realize it's there.
那么世界末日也是一样。
So it also applies to the last day as well.
我们最近在查考这个启示录。
And recently we're studying the book of Revelation.
讲到世界末日要发生的事情。
And it talks about all the things that's going to happen in the last days.
这个对世界人听起来好像是笑话，好像在看电影或者是科幻的小说。
And it seems like a sci-fi movie to all the people out there.
但是圣经讲的话每一句都会实现。
But yet remember, every word of the Bible will come true.
啊，虽然最近经济又好像有点复苏的迹象了。
And even though it seems that the economy may be picking up.
啊，可能明年后年就会恢复以前的繁荣了。
And maybe next year or the year after, it may become prosperous again.
但是这个世界的还是往灭亡的道路来前进的。
But still remember, this world is still walking on its way to destruction.
这个世界还是没有平安的。
That there is still no peace in this world.
我们看启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
啊，启示录的第十六章哦。
Revelation 16.
十二节。
Revelation 16 verse
12。启示录十六章十二节。
Revelation 16 verse 12. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared.
啊，这里告诉我们什么？
What is it telling us here?
当这个第六个天使把碗倒在这个伯纳大河上面的时候。
That when the sixth angel was pouring out his bowl on the great river Euphrates.
那么这条河的水就干了。
And that the water from this river dried up.
我们要知道伯纳大河在哪里。
We all know where the Euphrates River is.
在今天的这个伊拉克那边的伊朗伊拉克那边，这人类的这个文明的发源地。
And the location of the river Euphrates lies in today modern Iran and Iraq. It is the cradle of civilization.
啊，它跟幼发拉底河啊，两条河是有这个交汇的，是一个很重要的河。
And that the river Euphrates and the river Tigris, they will all meet up to a point, and it is a very important location.
那以地理上来说啊，
in terms of its geographical location,
如果像巴比伦或者是伊朗 或者是伊拉克那边的那些军队要来攻打以色列的话。
So in terms of its geographical location, if the Iran or Iraq, if they were to come and down to attack Israel,
以前没有空军嘛，都是陆军。
And in the past, there are no air forces; it's all land soldiers.
一定要过那条河。
They all need to cross this great river.
你过不了那条河，你就来不了以色列打仗。
If you cannot cross the river, then you cannot attack Israel.
但是在末后的日子。
But however, on the last day,
圣经说啊，那条河啊，伯拉大河要干掉。
The Bible says that this river Euphrates is going to dry up.
这是个预表的说法。
It is a symbolic way of saying.
就是现在呢，那些王啊还不可以来打。
That is to say, in today's world, these kings are still not yet prepared.
还在东方日出之地，还在酝酿。
They are still brewing their power in the east.
还在阻挡他们来打仗。
And they are still working their way to stop the attack.
但是呢，有一天啊，时间会来了。
But however, one day, the right time will come.
14节。
Verse 14. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty.
其实我们看啊，这里说啊，这个魔鬼的灵啊，到最后呢会引诱他们，骗他们来打仗。
Here it says that indeed the spirits of demons in the last day will use their devious ways to cause the attack to happen.
第十在哪里打仗呢？
And where will the battle begin?
第十六节。
Verse 16. And they will gather them together to a place called in Hebrew Armageddon.
啊，这个他们会最后最大的战争呢，这个决战之一呢，会在哈米吉多顿。
So we know that the great final battle will happen in Armageddon.
那是以色列北部一个很大的平原。
And that is a great plain in the northern part of Israel.
以前呢，都是一个兵家必争之地。
And in the past, it is a land of battle.
啊，拿破仑有一次在那边看到，他说：“哇，这是完美的战场啊！”
There was one time even Napoleon came to this place and said that this is indeed the best battlefield.
以前千军万马都可以在那边决战。
And in the past, thousands upon thousands of soldiers can come into battle on that great plain.
我们知道见证决胜都要靠陆军，你空军只是去炸一炸而已，但是一定要靠陆军去的。
Because we know that a lot of times the final battle will be decided by the land soldiers and not from the plains.
所以以后这个地方那个大平原哈米吉多顿就是成为世界大战最后一场最非常惨烈的一个战役。
So therefore, we know that in the last day, the final and the greatest battle will happen in Armageddon, where the victory will indeed be laid down.
当然，什么时候来，我们不知道。
But we do not know when it will come.
但是世界是一定是往不平安、不和平这个方向来发展的。
But realize and know this fact, that this world is going towards destruction with all kinds of unrest.
我们最近这两天不是听到新闻吗？
And the last few days,Didn't we hear on the news?
伊朗啊，它那个核设施啊，已经盖好了。
That we know that in Iran they have already planted their nuclear power.
他嘴巴就是说哦，用来做发电的，谁会相信
？And of course they will tell the news media saying that they are using this nuclear plant to generate electricity.
但是很快
But who will believe?
但是很快伊朗就会拿到核子弹。
So very often we know that they are going to create nuclear bombs.
那伊朗呢是以色列的死敌。
And we know that Iran, they are enemy against Israel.
伊朗的总统早就说了，我们的目的就是要把以色列从地上除灭掉。
And the Iranian president has already mentioned very clearly in public that our final goal is to wipe out Israel from the world.
现在中东啊，暂时是太平的。
So right now in the Middle East, there is peace temporarily.
因为这时候还没有到。
Because the time of God has not come.
啊，常常有波斯湾战争啊，什么战争，那个都不是真的，还没有时候到。
Sometimes there may be Persian Gulf War or other wars, but yet all these are nothing.
但是有一天呢，那个伯拉大河的水要干了。
But one day the river of Euphrates will be dried up.
那个大战争就要来了。
Then we know that the battle of Armageddon is coming.
其实主耶稣啊，真的是快来了。
So indeed, we know Jesus is coming very quickly.
我们要。求主就给我们这个属灵的眼光。
So let us pray for God to open up our spiritual eyes.
在这段平静的时间。
So that during this time of peace, this moment of peace.
不要只顾贪爱世界。
Don't just pursue after the world.
没有错，我们要努力工作。
It is true that we must work very hard.
我们要尽力的去在社会生活。
That we must earn our livelihood.
但是我们更要建立信仰。
But still, we must plant our faith.
就这个灾难的日子啊，我们可以得到保存。
So that in the last days we may be able to preserve our spiritual life.
我们大家都有这双眼睛。
Because all of us have this physical eyes.
更要就是说帮助我们心灵的眼睛，属灵的眼睛能够看得清楚。
But more importantly, we must ask God to open up our inner eyes, the spiritual eyes, so we can see.
看到自己的过错。
We can see our own transgressions.
不要去指责别人。
And do not judge others.
看到魔鬼的诡计。
And we can see the evil plot of the devil.
让我们可以去防备。
So that we will know how to be on guard.
看到这个是一个不平安的时代。
And that we can discern that right now the world is very unrest.
能够为主再来，我们做好准备。
But we must prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming.
赶快传福音。
We must quickly spread the gospel.
赶快预备好自己。
And we must quickly prepare ourselves well.
唱诗96首。
Let's sing hymn 96.